June 15, 1916, in the divine will, everything is complete. The most powerful prayers over the heart of Jesus, and those which move him the most, are to clothe oneself with all that he himself did and suffered. Continuing in my usual state, my always lovable Jesus came, he transformed me completely in him, and then he told me, "Daughter, pour yourself into my will to make complete reparations for me." My love feels an irresistible need for them. After so many offenses of creatures, it wants one at least who, placing herself between me and them, would give me complete reparations, love for all, and would snatch from me graces for all. But you can do this only in my will, in which you will find me and all creatures. Oh, with what yearnings am I waiting for you to enter into my will, to be able to find in you the satisfactions and the reparations of all. Only in my will you find all things in it, because I am engine, actor and spectator of everything. Now, while he was saying this, I poured myself into his will, but who can say what I saw? I was in contact with every thought of creature, the life of which came from God. And I, in his will, multiplied myself in each thought, and with the sanctity of his will I repaired everything. I had a thank you for all, a love for all. Then I multiplied myself in the gazes, in the words and everything else, but who can say what was happening? I lacked the terms, and maybe the very angelic tongues would stammer. Therefore I stop here. So I spent the whole night with Jesus in his will. Then I felt the Queen Mama near me, and she told me, "My daughter, pray." And I, "My Mama, let us pray together, for by myself I don't know how to pray." And she added, "The most powerful prayers over the heart of my son, and those which move him the most, are for the creature to clothe herself with everything he himself did and suffered, since he gave everything as gift to the creature. Therefore, my daughter, surround your head with the thorns of Jesus, bead your eyes with his tears, impregnate your tongue with his bitterness, clothe your soul with his blood, adorn yourself with his wounds, pierce your hands and feet with his nails, and like another Christ present yourself before his divine majesty. This sight will move him in such a way that he will not be able to deny anything to the soul who is clothed with his own insignia. But, oh, how little do creatures know how to make use of the gifts which my son gave them. These were my prayers upon earth, and these are my prayers in heaven." So, together we clothed ourselves with the insignia of Jesus, and together we presented ourselves before the divine throne. This moved all. The angels made way for us and remained as though surprised. I thanked Mama, and I found myself inside myself.